sound. Let me tell you about a soul who once was very proud. His adventures were great, he was renowned to be known. More than once upon a time, he got the eyes of the throne. His glory was great, his name set in stone. He set a standard for those wanting to save the throne. To protect Equestria was his number one rule, but such a high standard can easily be fooled. Oh, and it was just like that, a once great hero found himself face flat. He made a deal with the devil shrouded in disguise, and knowingly accepting the evil gifted inside. Doubt filled his mind of his once grand quest, my corroding lies making visions he could test. He became uncertain if the throne was fit to rule, and unconsciously thought in ways that were really shrewd. When his band of ponies saw the change in his mind, they got real scared of the sisters would mind. So they told him to go, hoping he'd comply and not put up a fight that ruined the line. But ye old hero refused to confide and was forced out by the blood brothers inside. The bonds are now broken, his evil refined. To the land of Equestria he had no tie. That marked the day when a hero would die, and from his burning ashes a villain arrived. A terror so strong that it quaked for a range, shaking Equestria from its harmonic range. No pony was ready for the nasty surprise, and the shadows erupted and covered the skies. Both sisters looked out, disbelief on the inside, when they felt the magic arise on the dark east side. They called the elements up, they were needed on the sides, hoping to stop the source and end its lies. But when they met the source face to face, they felt the pity for the soul they wished they could save. Both sisters braced for what must be done. The hooves forced the strike quickly out at once, but the elements missed and dwarfed by sorrow, allowing the villain to run and curse his horror. The villain ran up to the north, soon to meet the Esselins and came across the herd that was stuck right in a jam. His thoughts seen the loot mixed with the good and bad. He came across the point that seemed like a grand plan. The plan was to rule and control this herd's path, deciding he could do them to get the revenge he saw best. With the magic within him, he threw out the control and enacted his power to take control of that role. He shone his magic by corrupting their land, turning crystals black, giving it a godly grand. He trapped them all within their own element, taking the divine crystal heart and forever hiding it. The ponies revolted and tried to attack, but felt the will stall as the heart was snatched. There left but a few to try to get it back, but the overall result was nigh in the dash. He made their armed slaves to do his own will, as he plotted out a way to enact his own trill. He needs to stand in the sight of his path, soon discovered the result of his enraged wrath. His control was strong, not one drew his attention. His slaves were scared, but he left them in deception, known by the name given to him by the countless. All knew of King Summer's untold prowess.